This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our customs border patrol folks, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And especially, and I mean especially, to the people working the rigs out there, the ambulances, saving lives every hour of every day, every minute of every day, somewhere in the country. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the third watch, and that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, goes for our FedEx, our UPS, goes for our bulk mail haulers, and also goes for our suicide jockeys who happen to haul the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And you guys and gals, please be careful. We don't want to hear about any more bridges being blown up and drivers being killed because of whatever. Now, you can follow us on Facebook and go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio, Third Radio Show Third Watch page. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social website, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Now, our website, where you can find out more about us and listen to the podcast and listen to the feed that's over there that plays 24/7, the latest show, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, joining us right now, first we'll bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's bring in our good friend from Manatee County, from Bradenton, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and a retired United States Army lieutenant colonel and all-around good guy. We've got none other than retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Great to be with you this morning.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, yes, yes. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good to talk with you.
All right. Now, let's all say the pledge together. We'll try to do this in a way that we sound like we're saying it in unison. You ready?
All right.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
For which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yay! And I emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to ask you the question of the day. Miami, President Trump, former President Trump. I know there's going to be instigators. I know there's going to be feds in the crowd trying to stir something up. I know there's going to be some bad guys, maybe Antifa and whatnot, trying to do the same thing, make it look like it's the Trump people, because they want another January 6th if they can get it on their hands. They want one.
Yeah, well, I think the distinction is that because it is in Miami, and the mayor, and quite honestly, the feds, local push, and as you say, the state of Florida, National Guard, I think they're out ahead of this. And so I'm hopeful that nothing will come out of that, because the worst will be made out of that if that happens. So Based upon his arrival into Miami yesterday and the supporters that were present to catch a couple second glimpse of him as he came in, if that portends for today, that's a good sign. And it'll all be good, and things can move forward in an orderly and lawful fashion.
I know you know one of our pals that's down there, George the Godfather.
I do. In fact, I caught him on national news. They interviewed about four or five folks at on the side, and, of course, he was on his ride, and he spoke for a couple of minutes. So, yeah, we knew that he was going to be down there because he announced he was on his way riding down there. And he's there, and he gets around. And, of course, he made known his support for the genuine rule of law, as did several others that were interviewed.
Well, of course, what all the mainstream media has been talking about, especially the hard left, is, well, this is where the radicals are going to come out and they're going to do their thing. That's all I've heard for the last several days.
Well, let's hope folks do behave themselves and don't feed into that, because just like January 6th, all it takes is a couple bad apples, and by this time we ought to be smart enough to know that the left mainstream media is going to play up anything like that. So we got to police our own ranks, keep ourselves straight. If we say that we on the right or abide by the rule of law, then let's do so. And let's watch the temperament of both our word and our deed.
Now, Kyle, you and I talked about this earlier, Cuba, and what's going on there. We've only got about 30 seconds, now 25. So go ahead and ask the question you had about Cuba earlier.
Well, yes, Kevin, of course, we're understanding now that the Chinese may be eavesdropping or doing espionage from Cuba and maybe even piggybacking on some of the Russian capabilities there. What do you know about that?
Well, I think that's a statement of fact. And the Chinese, and we'll talk more about this at the break because it ties in with so many other things.
You bet.
What I'm calling about the axis of evil, Iran, Russia, and China, and how savvy the Chinese become at playing the messaging. Far more savvy than the current administration in America has become.
Okay, hold that thought, sir. We're coming back, folks, with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Kyle Warren. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwood.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Captain Sarasota, for doing that for us in this portion of the program. My conversation with the retired Lieutenant Colonel spoken about, Kevin Wright, as well as our Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss Nissan has got a bunch of dealerships. And remember, if you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, all church pastors get a discount at Moss Nissan. Now, Nissan locations are located at the flagship store in Newport Richey, 1954. Also, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side. And the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. Beautiful location, beautiful store. You're going to love it. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Check them out. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you a little extra savings, too. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
And we've got our good friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. Now, we're talking about Cuba. I remember 1962. I remember Khrushchev. I remember the missiles. I remember him in the United Nations taking off his shoes and banging them on the table saying, "We will bury you, America. We will bury you." Where are we at in this, Colonel? This is getting real sticky.
Yeah, well, it is. And on Sunday evening, this is where we're at. Now, I alluded to it before the break about how savvy the Chinese have become at playing the international media and the messaging, and they're winning that war. They're winning the war in many ways, economically, diplomatically, and otherwise. But if a ranking member of the Chinese Communist Party can come on, it doesn't even have to even address the idea that, yes, it's true, we have spy capability out of Cuba or not. Doesn't even have to mention that. All I have to do is say, hey, on last Thursday, the United States came out and said that, no, it's a false report, there's nothing to it. And then a couple of days later, come out and say, well, yeah, actually, it is there, and it's been there since 2019, and it's yet another problem that the current administration inherited. Well, what can we do? We can't do any better a job, the current administration of the United States, to play into their hands to allow the Chinese, who have become immensely savvy at that, and it's starting to take its toll in all four corners of the globe, to work loose on that. So that's a losing thing. And the fact, in light of the revelation of the third leg of the current axis of evil, of course, being Russia, China, and Iran, you know, a week or so ago, the Iranians being able to announce and test a hypersonic missile, which is beyond our capability to stop, and with them being within grams of being able to have uranium rich that would feed nuclear, and then the Iranians came out yesterday and saying, hey, the United States doesn't have any business in saying whether or inspecting or knowing whether we've got the capability to arm such things as a hypersonic missile with nuclear capability. That's incredible. And then, of course, we have some folks, some of our neocons, like Lindsey Graham and all that, who voted against raising the debt limit, but he did it for entirely different reasons than anybody else. He did it because there wasn't enough money in the package of the debt limit to fund the war in Ukraine, our proxy war with Russia. We actually have some people that are arguing that the war in Ukraine is a way of taking on the Chinese. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. The Chinese are delighted that we are engaged in a proxy war with Russia and Ukraine. They're delighted because everything's going their way. Our actions, what we do, and allows them to do so many other things. And then, of course, we've got other wars going on. We pulled out of Afghanistan with tragic, terrible results. And then we just had 22 U.S. service members that were injured in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Because of the ongoing war in Syria that we had.
Yep.
And we don't talk about that either. And pretty dang soon, the Syria, Iraq, the Middle East war is gonna go beyond what superseded Vietnam as our longest war that the United States ever engaged on, and that was Afghanistan. And now it's gonna be our ongoing war in the Middle East right there. We gotta wake up and think, what the heck are we doing and why? And set our strategic priorities straight and make clear what really is in our vital interest, because we cannot afford monetarily or in our nation's greatest assets, which is our humans, to continue to do things as we're doing now.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
And Kyle, it's obvious to me that this Middle East situation could explode at any time. And Benjamin Netanyahu was reelected because he was a strong, serious leader, and the people in Israel knew they had to have that strong, serious leader back again.
Well, certainly, and, you know, the whole idea of even trying, you know, Kevin mentioned the idea of Iran. Well, you know, the whole point behind the Trump administration's thrust in the Middle East was to try to contain Iran and gather allies, among them Saudi Arabia, for example, against Iran. In other words, bring them in as allies to go against them. But Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Gordon Chang is now saying that the U.S. is not prepared for war with China. In your opinion, what can we do to deter some kind of war with China in the future?
Well, we got to go 180 degrees out for what we've been doing over the last several years. In fact, I don't think we did enough to deter China during President 45 Trump's administration either. And Gordon Chang is a guy that has been one of the foremost experts in the United States that has warned us, written the books, and he's done it in such a very thoughtful way. But because maybe he doesn't yell and scream from bullhorns about that, he just talks about it from a smart way. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him at CPAC, and I just happenstance sat down with him and chatted with him a little bit, and he was there with his family. What a delightful and a smart guy, a guy that's worth listening to, but not enough people are. And we're not. But the fact is we're putting ourselves in a position because we're so overextended. We can't invest our precious resources given the current economy to generally make ourselves capable to do things. And our military is deteriorated where it really counts with the Navy and in the Air Force and the real ground capabilities that we need to have over a long period of time, which preceded just made infinitely worse under the current administration. And so, hey, the go-to folks, the folks that appeal and say, hey, the world looks for steadiness. It's just kind of like the stock market and business in America. They look for predictability. Well, the world, the nation states of the world look for predictability. And even if you've got somebody like China, at least they know where they stand. So if you're in South America, if you're in North Africa, if you're in Southeast Asia, even if you are of the West and are democratically minded, if you want to deal with somebody, a partner that is predictable, I'm sorry, there are some things that are appealing with China, and we've got to turn that around.
I want to say good morning, a special good morning to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. He's going to Miami Beach today. And he says it's not related to what's going on down there. But, Fred, if you're anywhere near, as you mentioned, that courthouse and things going on and you can get some pictures of the motorcade or whatever, send them to us. We'll get them up there and get them going. Fred's one of our favorites down there in that part of the country.
Yeah, there's quite a few folks from the corners of Florida and elsewhere. That'll be down there in Miami. I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about the benefits of having huge crowds there. Of course, that's been one of the biggest playing cards of President 45 is his ability to draw a lot of the folks. Some suggest it's almost a cult of personality for President 45, but if you've got the draw and you can do that, it's hard for me to fault him for wanting to draw on his strength.
Okay, the Colonel's going to stick around. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, I'll be right back right after this break with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning delivery. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend. Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, I will, but I'll be there at 11 to 1, and I might be leaving a little bit early because I'm really keeping track of my hours here per the doctor. And I'm not trying to do anything any more than what he's telling me to do, so there you go. And, by the way, the story we're going to start with right now with the Colonel, Colonel Wright, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, and Kyle, is the latest on the COVID relief money. Folks, the same people that vote, you know, the dead people, the prisoners, convicted prisoners, the convoluters that are illegals that figure out a way to get a ballot and cast the ballot and get it counted. Those same people have ripped our government and every one of our taxpayers, everyone, to the tune of $280 billion. You heard me right, $280 billion. Because guess what the government did not do? They did not verify the information. They just automatically cut the checks and sent them out. What a bunch of dumbasses, and that's my expression. I'm not changing it. All right, let's bring Kyle Warren back in. Let's bring the Colonel back in. This is ridiculous.
It certainly is. And, of course, Captain, there is a lot of that kind of stuff going on in terms, and, you know, some will call it the fog of war, you know, as a phrase for the confusion of the time. But you're right. It needed to be scrutinized a little more closely.
Colonel.
Well, like everything to do with the reaction to COVID, and here in Florida, where the reaction to COVID, although it was a little bit, it took us a month or two to get straight on a reaction to that from a political standpoint, but from a money perspective, if you're the national government and you dangle millions and millions and millions of dollars in front of either states or businesses or people. I mean, they're going to do the human thing. They're going to take advantage of that, particularly when, like you talked about, the cash register being taken out of the ice cream store in San Francisco. What's the same thing? You're throwing COVID money out. It's about like saying, hey, here it is out on the street, and it's saying, oh, please don't take the money out of this. Well, of course they're going to do that. And I don't blame the human beings and the folks taking advantage of that. It's the lack of the 100% trust with absolutely no verification. You can't do that. And so why should be anybody be surprised that the government did as government does and wasted tons of money? And so the things that need to be financed in these economic times where we have to make tough choices about priorities, and we can't. We don't have it available for the things that really do need the money to meet real threats domestically and internationally. It's not available because of we squandered the nation's treasure.
Colonel, I got a question for you simply because I know you're an outdoor enthusiast and a gun owner. Apparently, Joe Biden, according to an early report, is going to veto the rule that will make some 29 million Americans felons when it comes to the bump stocks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you and I personally, I know, because, you know, us being gun owners and advocates of our right of self-defense and Second Amendment, I've been bombarded. I've actually jumped in on that, and I've sent, you know, many messages to the congressman and all that. So, yeah, and I don't think it's just a gun lobby. It just hopes that it common sense that saw that there were some real, real issues and problems. So, hey, every once in a while on a blue moon, things could align to where the right thing can happen. And, I'm glad that in the end, what could have been had some pretty tragic results will go to the wayside. So now we can actually spend our time and energy to advocate for some other things that will go a little bit further than fighting off some of the silly notions that float out there from time to time.
Kyle, are you sitting down, Kyle?
Yes.
The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie, has been determined to have violated a law intended to prevent federal employees from using their offices to influence elections when she repeatedly referred to the mega MAGA Republicans in the run-up to the 2022 midterms, a government watchdog agency said. How about that?
That's right. They said because Ms. Jean-Pierre made the statements while acting in her official capacity, she violated the Hatch Act prohibition against using her official authority to influence for the purpose of interfering or affecting the result of an election. That's right. So, and
fire
just the other day, Catherine,
fire her. Get rid of her.
Well, just the other day, she was commenting to the press corps how they follow the Hatch Act over at the press corps briefing room. So, there you go.
Colonel, what do you think?
I think from a political standpoint, not for the good of the country, but for Republicans to win elections, Jean-Pierre is a gift. I mean, she is, because it's absolutely impossible to escape. I mean, she's so stupid.
Naive.
I can't think of any other words. She's so stupid, and she's such a poor representative of even this poorly representative administration, but on behalf of America. So she's there. It's a political gift, but it's not good for the country. And, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was blatantly obvious when the words came out of her mouth at that time. But there's not a time that she doesn't get up there on the dais and doesn't say something that even the left-wing media is starting to say, oh, God, please shut her up or put somebody else out here, but because she is not helping this, that, or the other political ends that we would prefer to see. She's a gift to those that are more on the right.
Now, wait till you hear this one. According to reports coming from the Daily Wire, the Border Patrol has experienced an increase of more than 1,000% of migrants from some countries that are far away from America, including China and Afghanistan. Either one.
That is really something. That's really something, isn't it? I don't doubt it.
Colonel.
Yeah, and we always got to come back to the border because, you know, the threat from China and our porous borders are far and away our greatest national security threat to us. And so it's hard to have to keep beating the drums saying, hey, this is the thing. Of course, Governor Ron DeSantis, candidate for president 2024, recently came back from the border and visited right there. And you can't escape that. There's very few of the 10 folks that are running to replace Biden as president 2024 that don't agree on that point, that the southern border, some to greater degrees than the other. But, yeah, the world knows. We know. And we're discovering, even though our policy doesn't dictate that, that that's an incredible national security threat. What you just pointed out is not news. We suspected that, and that report confirms it.
Well, I have an update on the fraud, the COVID fraud, from the Washington Examiner, brand new story. An estimated $420 billion, that's 420 billion, in COVID related spending may have been wasted through fraud and corruption by those who weren't entitled to get it under any circumstances, including dead people, including prisoners, including people with fictitious names, including people in foreign countries.
Well, that was a gravy train, wasn't it?
For somebody.
Yep.
May, I missed my chance, I guess. I should have tried to get some.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, well, Captain, of course, you know, they were handing it out left and right. And now, of course, and that in and of itself is inflationary, isn't it? Because there's so much more money out there in circulation because of it.
Colonel, anything?
Yeah, you're right. And unfortunately, the seeds of this preceded Biden's election to office. President 45 is one thing that, quite honestly, he was too damn slow and he allowed too much of folks in his administration that he had control over to plant the seeds for what just went nuts after he unfortunately left office.
Okay, Colonel, I'll see you Thursday. Have lunch at Mixon's with the captain, and I'll talk to you again on Thursday as well. I'll see you then.
All right. Have a great day, Professor and Captain. We'll see you around.
Thank you. Okay, Kyle. Hang on there. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren's going to stick around for a few more minutes. I got something I got to ask him. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, you will see me there. And by the way, Kyle Warren will be back here in just a second. I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our great friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor was one of the very first sponsors we had when we first came on the radio many years ago, way down below yonder in Sarasota when we were on the local stations down there. And then they followed us over here to Tampa. And it's been a great relationship ever since. I love these people. They know what they're doing. They do it right. You don't have to worry about them. You tell them what you want, they do what you want, period. That's what you want. Well, a lot of wants there, huh? But anyway, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, be sure to tell them the captain sent you because that's going to get you a little discount if you're a veteran or a first responder. Again, stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local, experienced, professional, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to assume today a lot of people are going to be watching Miami because of what is going to take place there, correct?
Oh, of course, yes.
It's fair to assume that somebody, in the scheme of things, is going to try to upset the apple cart, correct?
Most unfortunately, yes. I'm afraid we might see something like that.
And it's fair to assume that our good friends, and I got a bunch of them down there, had better act accordingly and expect the unexpected, but don't get involved. Here's why. Not only are they going to have the infiltrators from the FBI and whatnot in the crowd, but they'll have the Antifa folks like they did at January 6th dressed up like Trump supporters to try to start some sort of mess. Let the cops handle it, not you. Stay the hell out of it. Less danger, less anger and all that, because there's going to be plenty of it. I just see that coming. You got any suggestions?
Well, you know, number one, I mean, if you feel strongly about being there in the area, then you know, obviously that's your right to do that. But maybe consider, because this is going, you know, could be a powder keg. That's the problem. And we do have a legal system. There are charges that have been brought. The president is going to defend himself against these charges. And unfortunately, don't play into the hand of somebody who wants to start something up, because then they feel that they will be able to smear everybody with the same broad brush. And that's not what we're about on this program. And we hope that everybody can just stay safe and out of trouble.
And the other thing that's going to have people upset today is going to be the fraud and corruption we just found out about with the COVID relief fund. A lot of people that tried to get money were told they couldn't get it for whatever reason. And we find out they've given as much as $420 billion with a B, to people who were dead, to people who were in prison, that couldn't get anything for any reason, to people who were illegal that were here, to people that didn't even own a company and wrote down false stuff about, well, I got 14 employees or whatever. $420 billion ripped the government off, because nobody on the Biden administration payroll bothered to vet them.
Well, is this something the Justice Department's going to go after? I mean,
haven't heard it.
Start assigning some resources here in order.
Nope.
Yeah, because you could claw back that money, or at the very least make an example, because obviously this is highly illegal, as they say.
But according to the Wall Street Journal, the Justice Department went after J.P. Morgan Chase, and they've agreed to pay some $290 million to settle a lawsuit over its ties to Jeffrey Epstein, because that's one of the places where he was keeping his money. And the top executives there questioned about the bank's years of dealings with the convicted sex offender. Well, once the sides agreed to a number in principle, I suppose, $290 million is coming back to the people, not 100%, but coming back to the people who were ripped off or duped or sued for damages.
That's right. Yeah, it was a class action, basically. And Epstein was a client there from 98 till 2013, but he was still a client even after he was arrested in 2006 on prostitution-related charges, and even after he pled guilty 2 years later to that. So part of this is about reputation. Part of this is about, obviously, trying to make some restitution here to those who were absolutely devastated by Jeffrey Epstein.
Now, one final thing before I take a phone call here. The California Senate yesterday approved legislation barring retail employees from stopping shoplifters.
Yeah, we have heard about this. And, you know, Captain, I mean, stores can have their own policies because they don't want their employees to be hurt. But this kind of takes it to another level. Now it's against the law to do anything about crimes being committed right in front of you?
This is nuts.
It is. Well, I don't know who this protects, but it certainly seems to empower the criminals who come in with duffel bags to CVS pharmacy and put everything in the duffel bag they can fit.
All right, let me go over here and take our last call of the day. Let's see here. Let me push the little magic button. All right, Ian, it's all yours.
Yeah, Captain, thanks for taking my call again. You know, you stole my thunder.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was like just getting ready to pick up the phone, and you said what I wanted to say. Don't even bother going down to Miami and getting in that, because I'm going to tell you, the commies, the Bolsheviks, whatever it is, the FBI, the controllers, let's just call them the controllers, the rulers, that thing is going to be full of agent provocateurs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Don't go down there and take the bait. If you do go down there, stay at a safe distance and film everything.
Sure.
And don't let anybody see you. I mean, if you're going to go down there, people, stay at a safe distance and document, 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 because this time they can't take your film like the 40,000 hours they're holding from the J6 thing, which, by the way, I could have gone there. I smelled the rat from the beginning. That was a setup big time.
They wanted me to broadcast from there, and I said, oh, no.
I smelled the rat from the beginning. These are old Bolshevik tactics from around the turn of the 20th century when the Russian Revolution broke out. Most everything they're doing now, they lifted out of Lenin, Alinsky, Goebbels, believe it or not, Edward Bernays, the whole kit and caboodle of these people from 120 years ago. There's nothing new under the sun with these tactics, and we don't have to go down there and be stupid again and fall into their trap. But like I said, one more time, I'm going to go. If you're going to go, stay at a safe distance. Go climb up in a tree or get in a pole or something,
yep,
or on a building and film the whole entire thing so we can find out who the agent provocateurs are. Because you're not going to like this. Our enemy is not Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
They're not our friends, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're competitors, but they're not really our enemies, and we can manage them. Our enemy is in Washington, D.C., folks.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Thanks, bye.
All right, you're welcome. And, Kyle, we'll wrap it up with that call, but I'll tell you, I couldn't agree more.
I think Ian's got a real point. That's right. Stay out of the melee on this. That's
we have got
advice.
To get this election right this time around, and you people in America listen to me, you need to understand one thing. It's all about we the people. It's all about our country. It's all about our future. It's all about how we got to where we're at, not with where they want to take us, the bad guys, and I'm going to call them that. These are bad people that want to do bad things to good people. I don't want any part of it. I don't know anybody that does, that's a friend of mine, and if you consider yourself a friend of mine and you try to sell that stuff down my throat, you're done. Finished.
Well said.
Adios, amigo. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. We appreciate everybody who's been tuning in, listening, opining, calling, all the messages we've gotten tonight. We've gotten more messages than I've seen in a whole month that I've been out. But I'll tell you what, I'm back. It's real. We're going to war with these people. They want war, we're going to give it to them. We're going to shove it right back down their throat. Because that's the only thing they understand. God bless America. See you tonight.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.